Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given to us, your servants, grace by the confession of a true faith to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity and in the power of your divine majesty to worship the unity. Keep us steadfast in this faith and worship, and bring us at last to see you in your one and eternal glory, O Father, who with the Son and the Holy Spirit live and reign one God forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Proverbs. Does not wisdom call, and does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights, beside the way, at the crossroads she takes her stand. Beside the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portal she cries out, "To you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all that live. The Lord created me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of long ago. Ages ago I was set up, at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth, when he had not yet made earth and fields or the world's first bits of soil. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit so that the waters might not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him, like a master worker, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and delighting in the human race." Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Lord God, thy power,
A reading from the letter to the Romans. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us. Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said to his disciples, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Please be seated. Well, good morning. Just in case you don't know me, my name is Kimo Keo. I've been part of the flock here at St. Martin's for the last few years. And with a name like Kimo, it's spelled K-I-M-O. If you might be guessing or if you're wondering, you're correct. I'm native Hawaiian, born in Hawaii, on the windward side of the island of Kauai. And In fact, that I was born there when Hawaii was still a territory of the U.S., so that'll give you an idea of just how old I am. You know? But for any of you who have ever traveled to Hawaii, it is indeed another world. And for a native Hawaiian, what indeed is another world is Milford, Pennsylvania. It's in the extreme northeast corner of Pennsylvania, right on the Delaware River. And how or why I ended up in Pennsylvania is a story for another time. But in the 10 years that Deborah, my wife, and I called Milford, Pennsylvania home, one of the things I used to do early on Sunday mornings when I was feeling extra holy before going to church, I would go into our bedroom and our other room, and I would fire up what now looks like this big giant desktop computer and doing this whole new thing of radio stations were streaming their broadcasts, and I would get on early and get the streaming of WHRB 95.3. It was Harvard Radio Broadcasting. And I got a chance to listen to the Sunday morning services of Memorial Church at Harvard University and hear the preaching of Reverend Peter Gomes. He was the Plummer Professor of Christian Morals at Harvard Divinity School. He was a PC minister at Harvard's Memorial Church. He's been described as being, you know, erudite, brilliant, thoroughly schooled in theology with the fun side. Reverend Gomes had a strong, pronounced New England accent and a rich baritone voice that was said to be the blend of James Earl Jones and John Houseman. And if you have a chance to YouTube him, I'd recommend you listen to one of his sermons. In one of his sermons that was so memorable to me, Reverend Gomes is telling us that there'll be times in our Christian faith journey that the parables, the narratives, and the situations that we read about, the pieces just don't fit together sometimes. And they're hard to understand, and sometimes they're even hard to comprehend. And Reverend Gomes' advice for those situations or those times was to celebrate the mystery. Celebrate the mystery. And dear friends, if there was ever a day to celebrate the mystery, ever a Sunday to do it, it would be this first Sunday after Pentecost that our lectionary designates as Trinity Sunday. Wow, the Holy Trinity. Talk about that today. But the Holy Trinity, you know, it's God the Creator, God the Savior, God the Holy Spirit. And in Chemo's divine heavenly math, it's interesting because it's where 1 + 1 + 1 = 1, you know. So go figure. There are several handy illustrative explanations to help people kind of get the concept of the Trinity, such as water being liquid and vapor and ice, but still being H2O. Or an apple has three parts with the skin, the flesh, and a seed, but still remains one apple. But for me, and I suspect for many of us, it's difficult to actually understand, and I'd invite you right now to just marvel with me and ponder with me and celebrate the mystery of the Holy Trinity. I've had a lot of practice on marveling and pondering. You know, I worked with the USDA Forest Service for about 31 years, and 10 of those years I got to spend on the really beautiful section of the Oregon coast, a place called Cape Perpetua, and I was the interpretive naturalist there for nearly a decade. I was that helpful, talky ranger that told you more than you ever wanted to know about the yellow flower. You just wanted a name. You didn't want the full genus species explanation. And so when I was there, you know, I had an opportunity to just marvel and ponder at all the wonders of the natural world, where the work of God, the Creator, that first person of the Holy Trinity, was on full display for me every day. And even though I spent a lot of time explaining and identifying things to visitors, I had lots of moments of just going, wow. You know, just whether I'm marveling at the migration of the annual migration of the gray whales as they were just offshore on their 5,000 mile swim from Alaska, the waters off Alaska to the waters off Mexico, one breath at a time. Or seeing that much celebrated green flash when the setting sun dropped right below the horizon, you just saw this little flash. And or even other times, so I know right now, if I go up in late August, early September to this area, I know I'll find chanterelle mushrooms growing in the woods there. And there's just, I don't need to explain how or why they grow there. I just marvel and I just, you know, ponder. So I've had a lot of practice at pondering and wandering, and which takes us to today's gospel reading in the 16th chapter of John. And which has its own set of oh wow moments. And the chapter starts out at the beginning with Jesus with his disciples. He's talking to them. And then the chemo commentary, he's giving them the things are going to get worse before they get better talk to them. For example, in verse 2 of chapter 16, it says Jesus saying, an hour is coming when those who kill you will think that by doing so, they will be offering worship to God. And then later on in the chapter, Jesus says, oh, and I'm going away. You know, so to speak for the disciples, I'd be going, well, wow, wait, what's happening here? And then finally we get to our reading in today's gospel, and I invite you to look at it as I talk about it, where in verse 12, it has Jesus telling them that he has many things to tell them. And he has many things to tell them, but they're not able to bear them right now, he says. And it's here that we see Jesus just doesn't leave them with thoughts and prayers. He brings and introduces them to the Spirit of Truth, the third person of the Trinity who's going to come. And this Spirit of Truth will guide them into all truths. And if you join the reading through today's scripture, Jesus goes on to say that this Spirit of Truth will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. And then to complete the circle, finally, Jesus says, all that the Father has is mine. And for this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Now, as you connect the dots of what I just said to you, think about this, which I think is an exciting thing, that this Spirit of Truth, this Holy Spirit, also called the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, the Comforter, is here right now, just like the Spirit of Truth was with the disciples back then. Here right now in you and in me and in our parish, in our community. And the interesting thing about it is, how can I say that, or how can we believe that? And I just think if we look around, you can see evidence of the work of the Spirit of God working in your life and the lives of others. And I invite you to just take a moment today or right now to think about times when the Holy Spirit has made his presence known in your own life, in situations or experiences that you've had. A testament to the power of the Holy Spirit in my own life is here right now before your very eyes. If someone would have said 6 or 8 months ago that, Kimo, you'll be preaching on Trinity Sunday, I'd be saying, I think you've got the wrong Kimo, you know. But here we are. And one thing that has helped me through the years has been a passage from the letter or epistle of St. Paul to the church in Galatia. And then there, in Paul's letter or epistle, he actually lists what he called the fruits of the Spirit. And he listed them as evidence of the Spirit at work in our lives and in the lives of others. And the list is made up of, there are these traits, which are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And these are all qualities that theologians tell us they're not something that is forced on us or something that we can strive for, but they will occur naturally in our lives as we are guided by the Holy Spirit. And to that, I just say, wow. So as you and I, and as we all continue to plug along in our daily lives on an ever-warming planet amidst political turmoil, with shaky prices at the grocery store, as wars and famine continue in the world, my prayer is that we would all fully embrace God the Creator, God the Savior, and God the Holy Spirit, as this Holy Trinity loves us, cares and transforms us, comforts us and guides us during these difficult times that seem to surround us right now. So in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Please stand as you are able and join me as we affirm our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets.
We believe in
one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
We
acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the Church and for the world.
Divine and Holy Trinity, from you comes every form of creation and its life, including the redemption of our sins and the fire of Pentecost within us. We ask you once again to urge our souls to discard the obstacles of our own making, those ways of thinking and acting that prevent us from fully dedicating our lives to you. O God, who creates, redeems, and sustains us all,
we praise you and exalt you forever.
Divine and Holy Trinity, quicken our fervor with the intellect, love, and courage you have instilled in us to exhort the political leaders in this nation, on this planet, and in our community to turn to principled governing with integrity, mercy, justice, and in peace. O God, who creates, redeems, and sustains us all,
we praise you and exalt you forever.
Divine and Holy Trinity, bestow peace of heart, strength of mind, and courage of conviction on all you have called and anointed as guides for our souls in this life. We pray especially for our Bishop Megan and for the clergy, staff, and lay leadership at St. Martin's. O God, who creates, redeems, and sustains us all,
we praise you and exalt you forever.
divine and holy Trinity, infuse an extra measure of hope upon all who suffer in mind, body, or spirit, and grant strength and perseverance to those who give them care. We pray for those in need, especially those on our parish prayer list. O God, who creates, redeems, and sustains us all,
we praise you and exalt you forever.
Divine and holy Trinity, in our earthly grief, we cling to the knowing that you carry those who have left our realm into the warmth of holy comfort and the peace of your life everlasting. We pray for the repose of the souls of the Reverend Canon Mary L. Gossert Eckenstam, David Corral, and Patty Humphrey, and for their families and friends who mourn. O God, who creates, redeems, and sustains us all,
we praise you and exalt you forever.
Almighty God, you have revealed to your church your eternal being of glorious majesty and perfect love as one God in Trinity of persons. Give us grace to continue steadfast in the confession of this faith and constant in our worship of you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for you live and reign, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of our Savior Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through the grace of Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be always with you. Good morning. Happy Father's Day. It's good to see a lot of dads and their kids, some of them very young and some of them not as little, but it's good to have you all here. And I also, of course, send greetings to fathers who are joining us online, possibly my own dad. And we pray and hold in our hearts those whose fathers are no longer with us, those who maybe had difficult relationships with their fathers, and also give thanks for those people who were not and are not biologically fathers, but have found some way to hold that role in someone's life. So it is a good day to celebrate. I want to thank Kimo for his wonderful sermon. It's so exciting to have someone who is going through the lay preaching program that is offered through the West Coast Collaborative. And Kimo was not asking to do that. He was volunteered. But if you happen to hear the Spirit of God kind of making some little noises, maybe touching your heart a little bit, please do talk to, especially Deacon Margaret has a lot of information about that. You might want to talk to Kimo about his experience, or of course you can talk to me. In our yellow sheet today, some of the things I wanted to point out are things happening this week. We have the Rainbow Ministry for our diocese is starting a monthly Oasis support group. We have been recognized as an affirming church through a related programs since 2003, so that is pretty great. But more and more is happening on the diocesan level, so it's Wednesday at 7 p.m. There's information in your yellow sheet about that. On Thursday during the day, it's a lunchtime meeting of DIA, which is the Davis Interfaith Association. We're the host this month, and it's a good time to come check it out if you're interested in getting involved. It's been really wonderful to be getting to know people in Davis, in other faith traditions, and at the other churches, so that we can hopefully collaborate on more things and get to know each other, including, for instance, we have this Vacation Bible School that's kind of a subset. It's not all of the of organizations involved in DIA, but it is an ecumenical Bible study, and it's starting on Monday, tomorrow. So excited about that. So those things are happening this week. We also have memorial services coming up. On Friday, we have a service, and on Saturday, we have a service. And so Bruce Carswell and Susan Yeomans, both longtime members here that many of you know, if you can, everyone is welcome, of course, to the services. If you can't be here, maybe just take some time during the week to pray for the repose of their souls, or to reach out to their families. You've probably also seen the sad news that Mary Goschert Eckenstam died this week, and we don't yet have information about services for her, but we'll let you know as soon as we know that. A few other things I wanted to point out. We have a lot of adult formation coming up, so there's information in your yellow sheet about a two-part service coming up about mystics in our tradition. And then in July, we'll have a couple of days, we'll be talking about the book, The Service Berry. So details are there. And we had a great turnout of people interested in EFM, Education for Ministry. So we're looking for a starting date in September. And we will let you know as soon as those details are ironed out. But it's looking like it's going to be a Wednesday evening class every week, starting in September, going through essentially the school year. Boy, so many things happening. I see our ushers in the back. So if you are new here, if you're visiting, or this is your first time, or maybe one of the first times you've been here, but you've never received a welcome bag, you need to get a welcome bag today. They have chocolate. You just have to raise your hand. We won't ask you to introduce yourselves or do anything. We'll just hand you that welcome bag. So please raise your hand if that is you. I think the last thing I have before we get to celebrations and milestones is just, I want to take this opportunity to thank our choir and thank Suzanne and Jeffrey. You may have seen the notice that this is the last day for the sanctuary choir for a while. Next week, we seamlessly transition to the summer choir. And the biggest difference there is that since there's no Thursday night rehearsal for the summer choir, it's a little bit easier to jump in and just try it on Sunday mornings if you would like to. So you can just get here early and practice, and then be part of the choir whenever you're here in the summer. 9:15. When I said early, I should have said 9:15 is when, on the dot, is when rehearsal starts. So, but we want to thank the choir and our music ministers for everything they have done this year. It's been a really spectacular musical year. I know some people who show up online mostly to listen to the music, and I don't blame them. Okay, we've got some celebrations and milestones, but before we do that, I promised to bless the bins that we collected for Project Restart. So most of you probably remember that we asked you to bring in items. This is a project that was begun at the diocesan level. It was in response several years ago now to one of the big fires, and it is something that we have continued to do in this diocese, where different parishes agree to create a certain number of bins and gather a list of items that is needed. You pick which kind of bin you're going to work on. So we said we would do 10 bathroom bins. And so this is when there is next an emergency of some kind, where people lose their homes or are even temporarily out of their homes, we have ways to immediately meet some of those material needs. So it could end up anywhere in the diocese. We hold on to our 10 bins until they're needed. This is our second round with doing this. That means the first round, those have already been distributed. So let us just take a moment. Holy and gracious God, thank you for all the people who came together with generosity and enthusiasm and organizational skills to fill these 10 bins. May those who are finding themselves in times of distress or who lose their homes know that they were filled with love, with prayer, and with hopes for the future. Help us to feel knit together as one body, and may these bins always be a sign of your blessing among us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, we had a few celebrations and milestones today. We had three birthdays, and I see at least two of the people are here. Is Jerry here? Jerry's not here. Okay. Jerry Avila is turning 12. And so that is one of our birthdays that we're celebrating. Magdalena Mateo turned 16 last week. I can't believe it. And then Charlie Bamforth, I think you said 37, is that right? Something like that. Okay. Were there any other birthdays or celebrations or milestones? Yes, in the back. Yay! We're going to have another David family member. That's wonderful news. Oh, great. And on Father's Day to hear about that. Wonderful. Anybody else who has a celebration or milestone they want to share? Yes. Yes.
I did want to announce that my daughter Claire has finished up her first year at Chico State with essentially a 4.0.
Oh.
She got one, in honesty, got one B plus in the one class in the second semester.
But oh. That's wonderful.
Thanks to Davis High.
That's great. Absolutely. If today we can't have fathers bragging, then when can we? I think that's wonderful. Okay, well, let us turn to, did someone else, no? Anyone over here? Okay, let us turn to our celebrations and milestones prayer. It is on page 5 of your bulletin, and we say it together. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We have communion at the altar rail on either side. On this side, there will be intinction, and on this side, the bread and the wine are separate, so you can choose which side you would like to participate in. If you can't come forward to the altar rail, then just let us know, let an usher know, and we will bring communion to you. We also invite you to come forward and cross your arms, meaning you would like a blessing, but our bread is gluten-free and vegan, so most people are able to consume that, and we welcome everyone to come forward to the table. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is right to give you thanks and praise, O Lord our God, sustainer of the universe. Glory to you forever and ever. At your command, all things came to be, shining light and enfolding dark, the vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile Earth, our island home. By your will, they were created and have their being. From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with the capacity for memory, reason, and skill. You made us stewards of your creation. Glory to you forever and ever. But we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another. Again and again, you called us to return. Through prophets and sages, you revealed your righteous law. In the fullness of time, you sent your Son, born of your servant Mary. He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. By his death, he opened to us the way of freedom and peace. Glory to you forever and ever. Therefore, we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope, to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. Blessed are you, Lord our God, for sending us Jesus, the Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his friends and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption and offering to you this sacrifice of thanksgiving, we celebrate Christ's death and resurrection as we await the day of his coming. Glory to you forever and ever. Therefore, we who have been redeemed by Jesus Christ and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Sanctify us also, and let the grace of this Holy Communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name. Glory to you forever and ever. Pour out your Spirit upon the whole earth and make it your new creation. Gather your church together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom, where peace and justice are revealed, that we, with all your people of every language, race, and nation, may share the banquet you have promised. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, all honor and glory are yours, Creator of all. Glory to you forever and ever. Amen. And now, first in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día, perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación, y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
Please rise as you are able. Let us pray. God of abundance, you have fed us with the bread of life and cup of salvation. You have united us with Christ and one another, and you have made us one with all your people in heaven and on earth. Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit, that we may proclaim your redeeming love to the world and continue forever in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. God the Creator, Jesus the Christ, and the Holy Spirit, the Comforter and Advocate, bless you and keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Peace, to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks.